This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is the middle of summer, a Tuesday, and that means people are busy at the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg Stewart Park. Kelly and Leonard, they're live to talk about what's going on. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Hey, we've got a lot going on down here at Stewart Park. Just commenting, looks like we have a lot more blankets out this morning than normal, so people know who Bella Rain is. I think we're going to have a great, great show tonight. She's a young phenom, great guitar player with a mix of kind of a rock and country and indie sound. I was listening to her while I was waiting to come on the air here. She's really, really worth the show, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, and I understand that she actually self-taught, and guitar was something she took up during the pandemic.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You know, I mean, pandemic was 6 years ago, which would have made her 12. So,
wow. Has obviously come a long way.
Yeah, has come a long way. Hey, Kyle, I've told you week after week what a great thing Music on the Half Shell is. I've got some company that decided to stay an extra couple of days so they could just see this show. I know that we have people like that. But we, as I've mentioned week after week, we have so many volunteers that help put this together. You come down here early on Tuesday morning, and people are setting up the backstage, and one of those people is with me right now. I've got Sean with me, and Sean is the person that everybody raves about because he puts our food together. Morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So how hard is it to feed everybody?
You know, it's a great challenge. In fact, the labor of love that it is that brings to the stage, getting to feed the bands and all the volunteers, it just warms my heart. Getting to listen to the music and see everybody happy, you know, sitting down and eating, it's a great feeling.
Nice, thank you. Yeah. Well, you do a lot of work. What time do you get down here on Tuesday morning?
Well, let's see. Setting up, we're down at about 8:30 or 8:45. Then I run home and start cooking everything, and I'm usually here by 3:30. At the latest, and making sure that the band has snacks and everything so they can relax and have something in their belly before they go on stage.
And you've got other volunteers who help primarily in your kitchen here, right?
Yeah, so when I get here, Earl Essler shows up, he helps serve, and I've got a few kind of in rotation that come and help serve and clean up and stuff. So yeah, I don't do it all by myself, so I can't take all the credit.
So Kyle, as you can see, it's just one of the many, many people that helped put this together.
Yeah, and it really not only taking all the volunteers there, but taking all the people that support it financially.
Indeed, we are very fortunate. We've got a very supportive community. We start our fundraising early in the year. So early in 2027, we'll be out making phone calls of the people that have been and continue to be great supporters on the Music on the Half Show. I think businesses know this is a great way to spend their dollars in advertising and support to make sure this goes on, because it's part of what makes living here so good.
And talk about the food element of how things work.
Well, other than what Sean does backstage, that is primarily, as he said, for our artists, people will bring their blankets, and oftentimes they'll bring their dinner. But if they don't, or if they want something else, you go up top, and we have a number of food trucks up there for everything from Umpqua ice cream to shaved ice, Mexican food, hamburgers, Granny's Hut. So we've got a nice collection. You're not going to go hungry at Half Shell.
And what are some of the other tasks that people are doing early in the morning?
Oh, gosh. Well, Sean, what else do you see going on here early?
Well, we set up all the tents, all the tables, the steam table, and, you know, it's really making sure there's trash cans so, you know, we don't have a mess during the show or after. But it comes together pretty quick. I mean, less than an hour it takes. We got many people. I know the Doc's kids come over from the field there and help us out, and it comes up pretty fast.
Yeah, and plus, you know, we put together the hospitality center, and then a little later this morning, you'll see trucks down here setting up all the production, so the lights and the sound. So it is a full-day operation getting ready for Half Shell, which starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
And tonight, week number 6, so you've got two more.
Week number 6, two to go, so we will complete our 8-week schedule. Very pleased. I think we've had a great season. But tonight is Bella Rain, and I think this is going to be a show that's going to excite a lot of people.
All right, Kelly Leonard, live at the Nichols Band Show at Stewart Park. Anything else people ought to know?
Just remember that it's free, absolutely free. We pass the bucket and ask for your donations, but this is something that is free to all of our those who come to see it and to hear it and meet with their friends. But we, as you said earlier, we can't do this without volunteers, sponsors, all the grants we write. But we've been doing this for, gosh, what have I said, 34, 35 years. So we're very pleased about it.
All right, Kelly Leonard, live at Nichols Band Show. Kelly, thanks for being on.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Bye-bye.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report. When the-